Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alone, listless, breakfast table in an otherwise empty room. A young girl, my only...
Seltzer leaning into the 90s music here today, I think. Is that true?
That's correct, yes. Tried to pick ones that wouldn't be like stories or could be answered, yeah. But still 90s.
I saw these guys in 99, Hartford, Connecticut, senior year at college. All right, good morning to everyone.
I saw these guys with AJ and his...
Healy?
Yeah.
Nice.
With AJ and his then girlfriend.
Heather?
Yes. Over while we were playing together. And they were... I was jealous that they... really seemed to have a great...
There was a lot about AJ Feely to be jealous about.
he's got a great situation.
Yeah, he had three things going for him.
Well said, man.
He was backup quarterback that didn't have to play that much. He was...
just a wonderful
guy. Well, I know
guy.
He's a great guy.
Wonderful person.
He got the Heather Mitts. That's number two.
She's also a wonderful person.
Excellent. That's... And then number three, like AJ Feely, like, let's be real here. Good looking guy.
Yeah. I mean, it's very just handsome man.
Handsome man. And had his run of five games and became a folk hero on the basis of...
And got some money off that,
and got
too.
Some money.
Yeah.
All that stuff. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Mike in Broomall right now. Hi, Mike.
Yo, guys. What's happening?
Hi, Mike. Dang.
So you guys were talking about the Joe rattled off all those reasons that the Sixers were, you know, terrible and, you know, don't have any help. I think it's the Mikal Bridges thing. You know, they finally made the right draft pick. You know, it was an asset that they had acquired from one of their many, you know, deals that they had made. They picked the right player. He probably would have fit in really, really well here. And they traded him in 10 minutes for Zaire Smith, who had, you know, really bright sneakers the two times he did play. And then they got a number one pick for him, and they traded that number one pick for Tobias Harris, and then they paid him all that money. It was just a snowball effect, and I really think it hindered them because I think Mikal Bridges would have been really, really good here.
He would have been a perfect fit. My God. And look at the Phoenix Suns since they – and look, I'm not saying Bridges did much this year with the Nets. They fell apart. But look at how much the Suns have fallen apart since they ripped up a team that was the number one seed. I think it was as recently as 2 years ago. And they traded Bridges for Durant, and their whole existence collapsed. Granted, Chris Paul also is off that team, and Ayton's off that team, so they lost a lot. But, I mean, Bridges is really good, man.
Yeah, and look what Bridges did. I mean, even the Sixers played the Nets last year in the first round. He had 20. He averaged probably close to 30 points a game.
He was great in that series. He didn't do as much this year, though. He kind of took a step back this year.
Well, I don't blame him either because he's really like the only player on that team.
Well, I think that's what caught up with him. I think it was kind of like Maxey when Joel was out.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
It focuses on you, and it's harder. Yeah,
it's him and nobody else. And he's a good number. He's just like Maxey. He's a really good number two. And if we had kept him, we probably still would have drafted Maxey, and it would have been Maxey, you know, Mikal Bridges, and Joel, and you know whatever else you can fit around him. But Morey's got to do a better job of, you know, I know he was you know really strapped with the cap this year, but you know it's you know. It's, you got to do a better job, man. You got to go out and you got to get the right players this offseason.
I agree. All right, Mike, give me something from the 90s. Doesn't get enough talk.
The Game 7s, there was two Game 7s in the NHL this past weekend. I was back and forth with the Phils, and those Game 7s in the NHL are the best. They're the best watch ever, like as far as the playoff thing goes. You get a Game 7 in the NHL, especially those two games that were super close. It was incredible.
Yeah, hockey and playoffs are really something, man. There's no question.
And so it's funny you guys mentioned Heather Mitts. My 90s thing doesn't get enough talk is the rise of the women's national team. Two World Cup championships and an Olympic gold medal.
It's a pretty good answer,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it is.
The Mia Hamm thing. And
it really was.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. There's no doubt in my mind I'd rather watch a women's American game than a men's American game, in part because we actually got a shot to win. I mean, the men never do anything. I mean, ever. What's up with that? Why are our women like top two or three in the world and our men are like top freaking 16?
Our best athletes don't play soccer. Our best male athletes don't play soccer. I mean, that's the biggest issue.
Really, we're asking that, huh?
Like, it's our lowest of the lowest of the low in terms of best athletes.
Is it literally that simple?
I think, yeah. I think a lot of the guys are playing football, basketball, and
all right. You know, I'll buy that as an acceptable
answer. There's no money in soccer, really. I mean,
well, there is if you get to Europe and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, over there, but not here.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
I mean,
know,
if you want to make some money in sports, you're going to play.
No, that's true.
Football, basketball, or baseball.
All right, let's get to today's Twitter poll. Speaking of baseball, today's Twitter poll question of the day is brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin, your Corvette headquarters. Visit ArminChevy.com to see Armin's selection of new and pre-owned Corvettes. Together, let's drive. Today's poll question: of the following three pitchers, Christopher Sanchez, Spencer Turnbull, and Taijuan Walker, which two should be in the Phillies starting rotation? Now, we know how the Phillies ended up, you know, shaking this thing out here. The Phillies are going with Taijuan and Sanchez. The question is, did they get it right or should they have gone a different way? All right, John, the four different combinations.
Mm-hmm.
So we put them in alphabetical order. Sanchez and Turnbull. Sanchez and Walker.
Yeah, I'm going to say Sanchez and Turnbull wins.
Sanchez and Turnbull.
Six-man rotation wins.
All right, Sanchez and Turnbull do win. So people didn't want Taijuan.
Yeah, and that's – I don't feel like I'm ready to say I want Taijuan either.
It's the right move putting Taijuan on in May. If you got to pull him out in August, you pull him out. I'm fine with
Look,
Taijuan in there now.
Look, he's looked good. I still – I'm
he's
still
looked okay.
A little bit resentful.
He looked better he looked better last night. He looked better, yeah. The poll was won by Christopher Sanchez and Spencer Turnbull at 38% as a combo. Mm-hmm. Followed that was Turnbull and Taijuan as a combo with 32%. The six-man rotation got 21%. I think that would be a mistake this early when you're trying to have Zach Wheeler give you close to 35 starts this year. Like, I don't need him to start 28 times. That might cost me a division. Christopher Sanchez and Taijuan Walker round out the poll as a combination. They got 9%. Sanchez and Taijuan, which is ironic because that's what they chose.
Oh, boy.
The Phillies chose what people picked as the fourth best option in this poll. Let's talk to Harry right now. We're also going to get to some Jimmy Butler audio in a moment. Good morning, Harry.
Hey, good morning, friends. How are you?
Doing well, Harry.
Hey, I appreciate the call, taking my call. Number one, I'm a close to 50-year fan of the Phillies and all four Philadelphia teams.
Nice.
As far as the Phillies, I think Turner goes back to short and Stott back to second, at least until next year. And then I got to say that I think Castellanos, where's Liam? Because as soon as Liam comes for the summer, I think his hitting and production is going to go up.
Oh, really?
At least I'm hoping so.
Well, we need every bit of Liam then. Like, Liam Absolutely. Needs to hurry up and get done with school.
Yep, exactly. Let's go. As far as the 90s thing, Lorena Bobbitt.
Yeah, buddy.
Well, so I think that gets talked about a lot. You think that's not enough, James?
I mean, enough? No. I can't believe that happened.
Well, I can't believe it happened either, but I don't think there's anyone...
I think it's been adequately sensationalized.
I do too. I'm with John. Like the Beanie Babies, how often has that come up on our show? Lorena Bobbitt's come up on our show.
A couple times,
couple
not
times.
Not often, man.
Well, part of the reason is how do you broach that topic? Yeah, I mean, it's
very carefully.
You know, the incredible thing for those that don't know, and I think most know, it was reattached. She threw it out a window into the grass, and then someone went and got it and got it and took it to the hospital and reattached it. And then the guy went in porn.
Yeah.
It actually works under
pressure.
When I say it, you know what I'm talking about, right?
I'm well aware.
With it. It's been cut off. It's back.
Ew.
Cut off and thrown into the yard.
It's absolutely amazing. All right. Let's listen to Jimmy Butler because he weighed in, not about Lorena Bobbitt or John Wayne Bobbitt, but Jimmy Butler, you know, who obviously got injured right at the start here of the playoffs, the game against the Sixers. Couldn't go against the Celtics. The Heat lost in five. When you listen to him here, you're going to hear a fired up athlete. You're going to hear a competitive and confident guy. You're going to hear someone who thinks he not only could have made a difference for the Heat if he played against the Celtics, but it sounds like he's saying if he was a Sixer, he would have made a difference against the Knicks. Listen to Jimmy Butler over the weekend.
Yo, video this. Yo. You got it?
Yep.
Yo. 1, 2, 3, action. If I was playing, Boston would be at home. New York, damn sure would be f***ing at home. Josh Hart. That mean to me? Josh Hart.
Yo.
Come on, man.
He dropped a couple F-bombs in there, John. He's telling you he would have been the difference maker in either series.
And I love everything about the way he believes, and I have no problem with him saying what he's saying. I actually think he's right.
Look,
I
he's think walked
he
the
would
walk.
Have made a difference for us.
He's knocked the Celtics out a bunch of times in the playoffs. And he's, you know, look, he's a great basketball player. Now, it was interesting over the weekend.
You want him or LeBron more?
I want LeBron more. I think LeBron is currently better. I want LeBron more.
I think I might want LeBron more because I think LeBron could come so much cheaper that you could get another star in addition to LeBron because of the discounted rate he might accept if you bring Bronny in.
If he takes it.
Yeah.
If he takes it. So Jimmy Butler was the point of a Spike Eskin tweet over the weekend. And this has got me, because I was all like, all right, sure, go get Jimmy. That'd be great. And then Spike put this out. I'm like, eh. Spike's got an interesting point here. Here's what Spike wrote over the weekend. He said, Jimmy Butler's had a great run, but he is cooked. Now, let me be clear. I don't think he's cooked, all right? I don't think he's cooked. But Spike goes on to say this. He doesn't try during the regular season. He shoots 2 threes a game. He's useless off the ball. Implication being if Maxie's your dominant ball handler. You know, Jimmy Butler's never been exactly a stand-in-the-corner catch-and-shoot guy. He's useless off the ball and a disruptive personality. Trading for him and giving him an extension would be great for content, but bad for the Sixers.
He's always been a Jimmy hater.
He has been.
Let's like be very clear about that.
What if he's the key to getting Joel's mindset right?
I think
he challenges Joel. I think Joel recognizes this. Joel knows that's what he needs more of.
So, Ben, who would you rather have next year? And we don't even know that they can get either, but just let's just say a 40-year-old LeBron next year or a 34-year-old Jimmy Butler, or actually 35 next year, I think. He's 34 now. I think he'll be 35. Whatever. Mid-30s Jimmy or 40 LeBron. Who would you rather have?
I want who's going to not disrupt the locker room as much.
Well, they both will in different ways. Because here's the deal. I can't have Tobias. Tobias Harris won't disrupt anything, and he won't get me anywhere.
Yeah. I think they're – personally, I think they're both cooked. I think they're just – I mean, age is caught up with them. Having said that, how do you not go against one of the best of all time in LeBron?
I would pick LeBron.
How do you go against that?
James, who would you rather have? Jimmy? No, to be clear, LeBron you can sign outright. Jimmy, you'd have to trade some of those first-round draft picks, so it's a little wonky. But, James, just all things being equal, who would you rather have?
LeBron, of those two. I'd rather have Paul George than both of them, though. I know you disagree
Ooh,
with
oh,
that.
I want that.
I just think he's a
there.
Way better fit right here. I mean, I think he's exactly what they need from
I need a
fit
guy that's hungry. LeBron
yeah,
and
Paul
Jimmy.
Paul George never won anything. Like,
yeah,
I,
you know why? He's not
he's
hungry
playing
enough.
With James Harden.
Nah, he's just not. His career has been a disappointment. Rhea, who would you rather have, LeBron or Jimmy Butler?
100% I'm with James. Paul George.
Paul George over both of them.
Yeah, because Jimmy, I do agree with Spike that I think kind of he's on the and I don't want to trade.
Yeah.
LeBron, I got to draft his kid who can't play for his college team to get him here.
Yeah.
I mean, I just I don't know.
So, look, that's another poll question we'll have to do one of these days to size up those three who you'd rather have. I can tell you, the thing about Paul George I can't stand, not only that he always seems to lose early in the playoffs, he just doesn't have enough want in him. He just – I need someone to rip – I need a rip-your-face-off kind of guy.
He does seem awfully nice.
Yeah,
I mean, like, in a nice way.
You
like
think LeBron's a rip-your-face-off guy?
In the playoffs, yeah. I saw when they didn't have that challenge the other day in whatever game that was, and he's stomping on the court because he's mad at Ham for not challenging that one play. Like, he is competitive. Paul George is just float-around three-point line guy. I don't need that. I don't like it.
I know. I'll take Jalen Brunson any day of the week, twice on Sunday.
Man, he is like 10 times better than I thought he would be.
He's unbelievable.
He's incredible.
The ball's glued to his hand.
He's incredible. He really is. Let's go to Lewis right now. Lewis, you in the middle of a tornado? Hello, sir.
Going outside. Sorry, a little loud in the tire factory.
All right. What do you got, Lewis?
Hey, has this Philly season not been fun to watch with my boy Alec Bohm?
Yeah. Listen, man, 18 games is a legitimate hit streak. And by the way,
Lewis, he's your boy?
Oh, yeah.
18 games is amazing. You know, Mike Schmidt talking pregame about the fact that he had a 17-game streak himself, and he was impressed by that. He didn't realize he was able to do that. 18 games is a long time.
And Bohm's not like 18 singles over 18 games. He's getting extra base hits and like two or three hits in a lot of games. I mean, his batting average is close to .500 in this stretch. It's unbelievable.
I know. I went ahead and put a $5 wager for NL MVP. Pays me $305.
Got a shot, man. It's not a bad bet.
Not at all. I put Ranger for Cy Young, too. Why not?
He's got a shot also. No question. He's lucky everyone escaped that game without injury the other day.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's a lot going on in that Saturday game. Go ahead, Lewis.
I was thinking put the rotation there. I want to turn ball in, but you know what? It's good to have that insurance policy if something happens.
Well, you're going to have an insurance policy either way. It's just a matter of which guys your insurance pals. But I agree with you. Obviously, they got options this year. Lewis, give me an answer from the 90s. What doesn't get discussed enough?
You played the song Pearl Jam suing Ticketmaster for ripping off the fans.
Ripping off what?
The fans.
What'd they do?
Yeah, they started their own ticket company, essentially. It was a big deal. But was that in the 90s that happened? I don't know. I'll look it up.
But I don't know.
It was a pretty big deal.
Here's a 90s story, John. A buddy of mine texted me a few minutes ago. It is an underrated 90s story that very rarely gets brought up. Reggie White and a couple of NFL players leading the players to free agency.
Yeah.
I mean, that changed pro football. And Reggie was right on the forefront of that. Yeah, of course, Norman Brayman held it against him and said, okay, I'm not going to offer you a contract. But, I mean, think about that. NFL free agency, early 1990s, and Reggie White as a union member advocating for that. That was a game changer in pro football.
Absolutely, it was. We heard Saquon say earlier today, too, talking about something similar. He was not offered a deal in New York, just like Reggie was not offered a deal here in Philadelphia.
I mean, they had offered him prior deals in prior years, and he turned down longer-term deals. But, yeah. All right, let me throw a question out here.
It was my understanding that year, that free agency year, he wasn't.
That's right. No, that's
accurate.
They
just let him go, right?
Reggie?
Yeah.
The Philadelphia Eagles that year never offered Reggie White a deal while he was a free
just
agent.
Incredible.
I mean, that has been reported by many people.
Yeah.
Let me put it that way. All right, so I get a text over the weekend from a buddy. And, man, I don't know what the answer to this one's going to be. When Tobias Harris comes back next year as a visiting player, like he's going to probably get, 2 years, $15 million from somebody to go, be a bench player somewhere. When Tobias comes back next year as a member of like the Pistons, do the Sixers give him a tribute? Like it's the end of the first time out.
Oh God, I hope not.
And here's the moment where Tobias does he get recognized?
I think so. Yeah, I mean,
he's not. What are we doing?
Good.
5.5 years of service, James.
What are we doing here? Like, really?
It's been a chunk.
Just because you're here,
right?
Doesn't mean you get honored.
They better not. That's my answer. When he comes back, you have to put a little something.
All right, James, I know you think they shouldn't. Do you think they will?
I mean, they're a horribly run organization, sure. Yeah, I'm sure they will. They'll roll out the red carpet for him. They do everything that's the wrong move. So, yeah, sure.
Rhea, will they?
They'll put something up there on it, and the fans will boo.
They will boo, right?
Oh, yeah.
They'll boo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the right answer. I think they will do something. And I think that people will boo. Now, I will say, if you put up a certain video, him talking, him being thankful for people, maybe people lean into the, he's a nice guy thing.
He's been an incredibly nice guy the whole time.
He has been. I mean,
he is a nice guy.
He's a smart guy, yeah.
Ben, would you boo Tobias Harris in such a moment?
No.
You're Ben Davis, Philadelphia citizen.
I'm not a booer.
Would you cheer him?
I would clap my hands.
You're golf clapping Tobias for his service.
I would golf clap him, yes.
Oh, thanks, Tobias.
Even though
thanks
he gave us a zero the other day. A zero.
I would golf clap him.
And Seltzer, you would flat boo?
I don't know if I would boo. I would just, I would honestly, I would boo the organization for doing it.
It is a sport.
Doing yeah.
It is.
I certainly wouldn't clap. There's no way my hands are meeting. That's for sure.
Well, that'll be next fall
There's
or winter.
There's no way my hands are meeting.
We'll
I've
figure
never
that
heard
out.
That before.
Salty James.
I don't
is
think
the
I ever
best.
Said that.
I love
before.
It.
It's pretty good.
I like it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.